Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
You're listening to The Sound.
Gonna make
make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes.
We're back in the building. Oh, yes. Come on, Mandy, let's go. Hey.
Eastside Funk is where I stay.
Come on, man.
Ballin' parlay, glitzin' with a glaze. Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the day. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiian let me out, why stay so late? Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes.
Yeah.
And if you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am. I'm E-Man. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that's in the building. Man, welcome to another great episode over here on We Talk Radio. I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Manda. How are you?
I am well. I'm so happy to be back on the E-Man After Show.
Man, we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's been raining.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, we took a hit just a minute ago, so engineers are flying around trying to make sure we on the air.
Right.
So hopefully you guys can hear us out there. We want to appreciate all of you that's coming in on the network tonight, coming in on the phone lines. The phone lines are lighting up, and we want to appreciate all of you. We broadcast down in Dallas-Fort Worth. We are in the E-Man studios tonight. Man, just hanging out with me. We just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, it's raining. Man, it's storming everywhere.
It is storming.
At least it's storming out here. And we got a hit just about, man, what, about 15 minutes ago? I said, oh, we ain't even on. You know?
Right.
Well, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, we are back. We are back in the building. Listen, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Right.
Man, we on so many platforms. Man, help me with some of the platforms we on. You can check out We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, so just to name a few, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer.
Yeah, that's just a few of our sites that you can go on, but we got plenty more.
Right.
But them a few you can log on to We Talk Radio Network and find out all the great things that's going on We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. So you want to make sure that you tune in, right, E-Man? And also, guys, you can go and check. We mentioned YouTube. You guys can go and check our YouTube channel on We Talk Radio Network. We want you guys to subscribe to the channel and also click the notification bell so that you will be notified when We Talk Radio Network update new content.
Yes, and that's our YouTube channel. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but we'd love for you guys to subscribe.
Yes, so subscribe to the channel.
Yes, we would appreciate that. Welcome to all you guys that's coming in on the network tonight. Man, we're around the domino table. Those of you down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we want to appreciate you. Man, it has been a blessed day, Mandy.
Yes, it has been.
Man, we had so much fun on the Mandy the Mentor Show. Why? Because tonight we're celebrating what? We're celebrating Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is the Labor Day weekend. So shout out to all of you guys that do not have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about that tonight, sitting around the domino table, give you a little history about Labor Day. Because, man, we want you to enjoy yourself on tomorrow, whatever you're doing. We kind of started the day, man. This has been a just a fantastic day.
It has been a great day. Great day, great weather.
And then all of a sudden it started raining.
Yeah, great weather again. We need the rain.
I don't know what mid-cities you in, but we broadcasted down in Dallas-Fort Worth, so it could be raining in Forney like it is over here. It could be raining in Plano. Where else? It could be raining down in Oak Cliff. That's my hood.
Right.
It could be raining in Fort Worth, Arlington, wherever you got a storm at. It's a storm out in the ocean.
That's right.
And it's moving your way.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because we took a hit before we came on the air. I mean,
really
about 15
did.
Minutes ago, everything went out.
It really did.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yep.
And, but thanks to the engineers, they got us back up and running. We're back over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all you guys that's joining us by the way of the network tonight. The phone lines are lighting up, so I believe people are coming in. Man, we just have had a fantastic day. It's Labor Day weekend. Man, let's do a little recap from last Sunday night. Last Sunday night, we had the doctor with us on last Sunday night.
Yes, we had Dr. Ariana Mitchell.
Ariana Mitchell, yes. Is it Ariana or Ariana? Ariana Mitchell.
I think you're right.
Ariana Mitchell was Dr. Ariana Mitchell.
Shout out to Dr. Ariana Mitchell.
And she might be listening. We just for you. Don't be pronouncing her name
listen,
wrong.
Listen, last week you chopped it up, okay?
Yeah, I chopped her name up.
But it was Dr. Ariana Mitchell. Shout out to you, Dr. Ariana. I like Dr. Mitchell. There's just some people, they have a sweet aroma to attach to them, and you can appreciate that. I honestly appreciated the interview with Dr. Mitchell.
Yeah, she just did an awesome job. Man, you got to stop hitting stuff.
I apologize.
We already done got knocked off of you knocking over a microphone. What in the ham sandwich is going on in this studio tonight?
I don't know what's going on. It's in the water.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all you guys. Man is over here just tearing up my studio. You glad to be back in the E-Man studio
tonight?
That's
a stretch. That tearing up is a stretch, but I am always happy to be back in the E-Man studio.
Man, because it is raining out in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I want you guys to be out on the road to be safe because it's a storm out on the ocean. And it's moving your way.
Listen, E-Man just needs to go ahead and preach and testify.
No, I don't need to be
using
none of that.
Some because you on one tonight.
Yeah,
but I think it's cute, though.
Yeah, listen, we want to appreciate you guys tonight. But, yeah, Dr. Ariana, she came on. She helped us with our psyche. We talked about depression.
Did.
We talked about stress. And she's from psychologisttodays.com.
Yes, she is.
And she's practicing her practice over at Wellness $300.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave us several sites that we can we can go by and check out, you know, if you're looking for therapy for your youth or you're looking for therapy for a family member or looking for therapy for just yourself, man, because, you know, wellness is, you know, self-care is very, very important.
Yes, yes, and she's practicing over at Wellness 360
Dallas, right?
Yes, she is, and she provided us with some great sites on last week, which are great tools, you know, for those that may need therapy, and I'll give you those sites at this time. It's therapyforblackmen.org, therapyforblackgirls.com, clinicianofcolor.com.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, .org.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank Dr. Mitchell for that. She allowed us to, she provided us with those sites to kind of help out. Those of you want to call up here to the station, you can call up here at 563-999-3456. We'll make sure you get those sites, man, because it'll help you out in this day and time that we're living in. And also tonight at 9:35, we got Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bale.
Yes.
Man, this brother is doing the doggone thing over here on the E-Man After Show,
he
Dr.
Really
Fred
is.
Bale. I get so many compliments, and I gave out his Facebook page. I was like, listen, I said, he's on Facebook every day. You could get an encouragement word. He do it in audio form over here.
Right.
But we sent him out, and people are just being blessed by him. So kudos to Dr. Fred Bale.
Shout out to Fred Bell. Also, let me say this to you.
You
normally send forward out, you know, his messages, right? And I normally provide it to our women's group, right? And I get a lot of great feedback, you know, with what, he writes about and just the encouragement, uplifting.
Man, I mean, he'd be on point and, you know, they share him here at the station. He be on point with.
On point.
I mean, this week, boy, them ones he sent out this week was off the chain.
Well, why didn't I get a text?
Well, I don't know why you
didn't
get a text.
I'm just asking. Listen, I depend on your text messages so I can share.
I've been busy this week. We've been busy with a lot. And thank you, Dr. Fred Bell. Listen, ain't you friends with Fred Bell on Facebook?
I am not.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to be friends
with Fred. Listen, I don't.
But yes, we want to appreciate him. He's started putting those encouraging words out. And you got one tonight. It's the segment.
Yes.
Encouragement for the soul. It'll help your soul. Those you need healing, you need uplifting, you need empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because a lot of people still dealing with a lot of calamities in life and
right.
dealing with a lot of stress and anything that would uplift you to keep you motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are so pessimistic. They're so negative
about
so much.
Everything.
Right, right.
I'm telling you. But anyway. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's just dependent upon the person, how we view things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Fred Bell messages are absolutely encouraging. A lot of people appreciate those messages. And E-Man, such as myself, mm-hmm. they look forward to receiving those messages.
I'm going to have to call you, Dr. Fred. If you're listening, I'm going to have to call you this week. And yeah, this brother, he's just doing it. And we want to appreciate you from the powers that be over
yes.
there. We Talk Radio, they want to appreciate you. We want to thank you. And, man, keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely
encouraging everybody.
It's definitely effective.
Yes, it is. And we want to thank him for that. And that's at 9:35.
Make sure
so tell a friend to call in over here at 9:35 to get them some encouragement so they can sleep at night.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. Of course, there's a lot of people that listen to the E-Man After Show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phone lines are full. The network is full. However, when it comes to Fred Bell's segment.
We got certain people, they just call in.
Tell
all you Fred Bellites, they call in and
E-Man, so E-Man, sometimes, sometimes they accidentally press option one.
Right.
So when we're on break, E-Man will go to that caller on the phone line. So the other week, a caller on the phone line while Fred Bell's segment was playing, right?
Right.
And E-Man was like, hello, you're on the back line with E-Man After Show. Who is this? The lady was like, I'm trying to hear Fred Bell.
I said, go right ahead, ma'am.
Right? He's like, okay, no, sorry, no offense, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was absolutely cute, though, because that mm-hmm. shows the impact that he has.
Right, right. He has people calling in, and we want to appreciate him for that. The phone lines are lit up tonight. Why? Because we're around the domino table tonight. We're talking about Labor Day, man,
uh-huh.
and today is also National Wildlife Day.
Wildlife Day.
Man, National yes. Wildlife Day.
Wildlife.
You got any animals out there you acting wild with?
Amen.
What is wildlife, man?
Wildlife animals are out in the wild.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
example, tigers, lions.
Tigers, lions, and bears.
Yeah, out in the wild. So they're not like, you know, you can't have them in your homes and
mm-hmm.
things of that nature, you know.
Right.
We see a lot of that at the zoos and stuff like that. You know, I'll just give you a little bit that I do know. I'm not really, when it comes to animals and things of that nature, you know, I can stand to be a little bit more educated.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, we want to appreciate you guys coming in on the network. This is your number one listening station.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it is We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we definitely take action. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
And Mr. T. Smiley.
Yeah.
All the powers to be over here at We.
All right, it happen.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you guys. We want to thank you guys tonight. We see the phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Listen, what are you going to be doing tomorrow? What are you guys doing tomorrow? What are mm-hmm. you doing for Labor Day tomorrow?
Tell us.
Yeah, let us call us up here at 563-999-3533. Hit option one. We want to know how you're celebrating Labor Day. Listen, don't sleep in all day tomorrow.
Mm.
No, get out. Man, go skating, go bowling, you know, go shoot some pool, fellas. You know, whatever we put some meat on the barbecue
right.
grill. Call me and Mandy. We'll come by and get a plate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, because Mandy says she ain't cooking. I know I ain't cooking.
No, I'm not cooking.
I'm
Somebody
not cooking.
Told me they wasn't taking me out to eat.
I ain't
so.
Taking Mandy out to eat. I ain't doing none of that.
Straight put me on blast from the last show, guys. But
I took you out to eat today.
You did, but there's nothing wrong with double dipping.
No, I ain't double dipping.
I need you to get it right.
No, I took you out to church today. I took you out to eat.
You did.
So
I'm appreciative.
I ain't barbecuing tomorrow. I'm about to call my brother. Somebody got some barbecue. Call me, Amanda. Dr. Fred Bell, call us up. And let us know if you kill us a barbecue. We're going to come by your house and get
this. Right, right. And just in case you guys missed the number, it's 563-999-3456.
Yeah, I want to know what you guys doing for Labor Day on tomorrow. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't even know when the, you know, Labor Day used to be on a Tuesday, right, man?
The first Labor Day ever, mm-hmm. right, was September the 5th, 1882. It was actually on a Tuesday.
Right.
And then, you know, of course, the federal government or the powers to be came together and they figured that it would be beneficial for the workers to have Labor Day on a Monday so that they could have a three-day weekend. See, we need those consecutive days.
Yes, and so in 1894, uh-huh. President George Cleveland, he signed a Congress proclamation,
mm-hmm.
and that's how Labor Day ended up on a month, the first Monday in September.
Right.
In 1894. Yeah, and so this is why you got a three-day holiday, you know, mm-hmm. and it starts tomorrow, you know, so. We've been celebrating all weekend, man, we've been kicking it all weekend.
It's been a good time. Okay, E-Man sometimes get a little irritable with me, but it's okay.
No, because you be trying to, you can. There's only so many places you can go.
That's right. But listen, when we have a break, we have a break. We're constantly working
mm-hmm.
from jobs to other jobs to
yes.
ministries, whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we have a break, we have a break. Let me go back. Because E-Man stated do not sleep, but let me just say this, and I understand this feeling. For some people, that sleep is gold, right?
Right.
Because they're constantly going. So for those of you that just have a day off tomorrow and you want to close the blinds and, you know, cut on some waterfall, you know, sounds, do it. By all means.
Yeah, make it do what it do in 2022.
That's your word.
Whatever you gonna do tomorrow, if you cooking, if you laying around the house, because some people are not gonna pull out of their driveway tomorrow night.
That's true.
Tomorrow,
I used to be like that. That is so true. Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. I would love to just have a day not doing much,
mm-hmm.
and I would just close in. I mean, and it was relaxation time for me. So I understand it. Hey, do what you do. Do what makes you happy and makes you feel good.
Right. Right. And you can enjoy the day. Why, man? Because you know, it ain't nothing like having a 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I ain't had a 3-day. I mean, I'm taking off tomorrow. I actually worked yesterday.
Right, you you did. I mean,
I could never get a break. It's a if it ain't ministry, it's the school. If
right.
it's the school, it's the shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever.
And every break I get, guys, I be one. I'm like, let's just call E-Man and just say something to him today.
And you were working, Mike. You see, this is the fourth day. You already used that one nerve I got because you get on it at the first of the month every year.
But let me say this. Mm-hmm. I can tell yesterday that I was working the nerve when I was calling. You were like, Mandy, what is it? What is it, Mandy?
Like, wait, what are you doing? I'm working.
Listen, I didn't want to hear your voice.
Yeah, Lord. So I was out working on yesterday. Those of you know I'm a member of the Potter's House down here in Dallas, Texas. We're getting ready for Woman Thou Loose,
mm-hmm.
and it's sold out.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's sold out. It's three
this
weeks away.
This is the last one, right?
This is the final Woman Thou
mm-hmm.
Loose with Bishop T.D. Jakes, and it's in Atlanta. And we're getting ready for it. We got 3 weeks. It's coming up fast.
Right.
But now you can go online and register virtually if you want to just check out Woman Thou Loose.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have, I think, virtual is the only thing that's open now because every seat is sold out.
Man, that's awesome. So awesome.
It's going to be thebomb.com.
Right, right. I remember approximately 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I went to Atlanta, to the Dome, to the Woman Thou Loose.
The Georgia Dome, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good that year, really good. And I'm sure it's good every year.
I think I worked.
But Bishop Jakes needs to give us a percentage because he gets a lot of advertising when it comes to.
He going to always get it. He's
I mean,
my
that's
pastor.
Your pastor, absolutely.
He's
going to
always get that.
That's not my pastor. I love him. He's
yes.
an awesome man of God, but we need 30%. I'm joking.
He'll look at me like he look at me when I be like, sir, you know, because, you know, at my church, they take up a lot of money.
They sure do.
And a lot of times we get raises and,
mm-hmm.
and then I turn around and be like, you know, if you want to sow into this, I'll be like, man, if y'all take up one more offer, I'm going to scream. If y'all take up one more offer, I'm going to scream. And Bishop will look at it through his glass and say, son, this is not for you. It's just not for you.
Right,
you
right.
You understand what I'm saying? I'd be like, my goodness, how many more offers can y'all take up over here? You know?
All right, Bishop, we'll send some of the offering money this way, okay?
But we want to thank all of you guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you want to go to Woman Thou Loose, you are able to register, pdjakes.org.
Mm.
You know, it's the virtually Woman Thou Loose, with the WTAL at Woman Thou Loose, .org, and you can register virtually if you're not going to be able to make it out to Atlanta. Because Atlanta going to be popping in 3 weeks. I remember one year, man, we did Mega Fest, and, man, it was so crowded up
mm-hmm.
there. and they had the they had another convention going on.
That's what I meant to say, Megafest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you know all of it was tied together, Manpower, Woman Dilute,
yes,
and all of that.
Yes.
But it was Megafest, and they had another convention going on that same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you listen, if you was in Atlanta that weekend, we was at the Underground,
mm-hmm.
and it was so many people. I was like, man, boy, if they drop a bomb, it would be terrible over here in Atlanta right about now.
Right, right.
Because there was a lot of people out there. But this is the final Woman Dilute. But man, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table. Those of you want to come in around the domino table, we want to see how you celebrate your Labor Day weekend. What
mm-hmm.
are you doing tomorrow? Are you playing dominoes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you shooting some pool?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you drinking a beer? You know, are you having some wine? What are you doing? You know, are you smoking some weed? You know, weed is illegal now. You know, why you look at me like that, man?
It's legal.
It is legal.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Well, E-Man, come on, moving on.
Yeah, and so
are you going swimming?
If you go, why you look at me like that, man?
Is somebody tomorrow
going to be around the domino table, around the pool, got a big old blunt?
That's true, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And so, whatever you're doing to celebrate tomorrow, you know, enjoy life to the fullest. Somebody going to sleep all day.
Somebody
going to watch some movies all
mm-hmm.
day. So whatever you're doing,
that's my lane.
Enjoy yourself on tomorrow. You know, if you're driving a limo, you know, hey, if you're driving a limo, you know, come give me a name.
We'll be ready. Matter of fact, let me know just at least 30 minutes ahead of time so I can get in that dress, okay?
Yeah, man, we'll ride around with the top down, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Yeah.
And if you're cooking crab legs,
mm-hmm.
give us a call.
Yeah, because see, I do spontaneous stuff. I ain't boring at all. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not bored. That's true, and you are spontaneous.
We'd like to be clamming some rocks.
Right.
Rock climbing somewhere. You know, ain't no telling. We may be going down to Oklahoma. Anybody want to go gambling tomorrow? We can go down to Shawcoff. What is Shawcoff down there in Sherman? Man, go down there.
Nobody is going to Sherman tomorrow.
Man, listen. I got any fellas want to go down there. Listen, you and your boo thing, y'all. We'll drive down there. Listen, I got $20. Did you hear about the couple that won, I think it was like $10 million. They played a 50-cent slot machine
mm-hmm.
and hit the jackpot for $50
million.
Mm. I was like, boy, look at here. I almost turned my car around and went down to Sherman.
Okay, so did they get their money?
Yeah, they got all their money.
There was one lady, she was taking them to court about mm-hmm. her money. So I just want to know if they get their money.
Well, the way I understood it, they don't have that kind of money just there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you so much there,
uh-huh.
and then you have to, you know, then they'll give you a check,
right.
And then you have to pick up the rest of it, depending on how much it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so then they have to have security to escort you out.
Do you know how to gamble?
What do you mean, do I know how to gamble?
I'm just asking.
You want to go down to Shell Coffee and see?
Yeah, I'm just asking. All you have to do is just answer the question.
Of course I know how to gamble.
We
can go to Vegas. You want to fly to Vegas tomorrow?
I want to fly to Vegas.
Well, you got some. Call and get us a ticket. You got all this money over there. Call and get us a ticket. We'll go to Vegas. And go down there and have some fun on Labor Day and come right back.
Mm.
For sure that. Don't think I won't, because I sure will. Why? Because it's Labor Day weekend. Man, you work hard enough. You know, it's always saying, when you work hard, you play hard.
Right. But I'm just over here thinking. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can't get a meal tomorrow. But
mm-hmm.
you're talking about going to Vegas.
Yeah, I got $2 to
get. I mean, all I want is a meal.
I might gamble and make a whole lot of money to buy you a couple of meals.
I think you would save more money to give me that meal instead of going to Vegas.
I understand.
I'm joking.
Yeah, and so to whatever you're doing tomorrow, man, make sure you have fun.
Yes.
It ought to be off the chain. I'm going to have to call Mr. T. Smiley, you know, and holler at Mr. T. Smiley tomorrow night. Because I got a hot $20 right about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might win a little something. Oh, yeah, I might win a little something. My hands feel like, you know, because, you know, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, man, I won $250 on the lottery? You know, I played the lottery. I played the Dallas Cowboy lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I at first I had to look at it. I thought it was just, I said, oh, shoot.
Right.
Hey, that's $250.
Mm-hmm.
I read right on that. And the people standing behind me, and the guy said, man, listen, I just hit $250.
Right.
He was like, huh? And he said, $250. I said, yeah, off a $5 ticket.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I listen here. Ain't you ain't no telling how you going to come up.
Yeah,
so All of you at Tamari, whatever you want to do, if you want to go buy your lottery ticket, go get your lottery ticket. You know, whatever you go do, celebrate not working.
I think you got an itch you need to scratch.
No, it's maybe.
I'm just saying, you've been talking about this, about going gambling, going out of town, going to Vegas.
Hey.
And now you're talking about lottery tickets. Sound like you have an itch you need to scratch,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because when I get back, it's woman that I lose, and then it's my niece, Weedy, then it's
right.
I, Weedy.
Oh, shout out to Sabrina.
Yes, my niece is getting married, Sabrina, and then it's I, Weedy. Oh, yeah. When I take breaks, Mandy, you know, I don't want to do nothing but celebrate and have a good time.
That's right.
I don't want to do no kind of work. I don't want to do none of that.
It's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to. It can be hard not to, you know, but it is what it is. Sometimes you have to push through and take that me time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, weddings, celebrations, so many celebrations.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got three weddings we actually attended, two. We got Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley. We got our wedding, then we got Sabrina's wedding, and I believe her wedding is in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be celebrating that. Man, and you don't want to play? See, when you off, you got to – Listen, when you work hard, you got to play hard.
Right.
You know, don't be bored, you know.
Don't be bored.
But listen, we got to do our segment, man. We are over here on We Talk Radio Network, where we see you guys on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network. If you want to join the conversation tonight, we're just talking about Labor Day weekend. This is a free-flow Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're so excited. We got hit by the storm, but we're back up. We want to appreciate all you guys. Let's go to Dr. Fred Bell segment,
right,
and encourage you guys hard tonight. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in
to encouragement
for your soul
with Fred Bell.
Is there anyone out there tonight listening who felt when they woke up this morning, or they woke up last week, or they woke up last month, and they felt they were just broken and there was no way they could be repaired? We go to the doctors. We go to psychiatrists. We go to a lot of people, our friends and family, and they can give us advice, but it seems like nothing helps. But there is someone out there who can mend a broken heart. There's someone out there who can mend a broken spirit. And his name is Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says in his word that we are healed by his stripes. And when we hear the word of God, then we won't be the same. Because it heals us from the inside out. So you know, we have to know how to depend on him, and we have to learn how to trust him, but we have to read his word in order to know more about him, to know that he's a healer, he's a comforter, he's a father, he's a mother, he's whatever you need. Now, if we reach out and touch his hand, we can be healed, just like the lady who had the issue of blood. All she did was reach out and touch the hem of his garment. But we have to understand, you have to have faith. Because God can mend a broken heart. God can mend a broken spirit. God can mend any broken people. So as we go on from this point on, let's understand that God can mend any brokenness that's in this world. He has a miracle in store for you to fit every need that you need. But you have to trust him. And if you trust him, he will receive. He will receive whatever you ask in his name if it lines up with his will. So learn how to trust God so you can now be mended of your broken heart. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have
just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as new.
Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, 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 oh. E-Man After Show. Oh, 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 oh. check one. My mic sounds nice, check one. Oh, 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 it's the E-Man After Show. It's the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on another Sunday afternoon. Man, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Man, it's nighttime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. It's morning time somewhere. So wherever you logged in all around the globe, welcome to WeTalkRadio.com. Man, this is another exciting evening, man. We want to thank all you guys that are standing by on the phone lines tonight on the network. Why? Because we are celebrating tomorrow. I hope you have had a blessed weekend. You started your weekend celebrating a Labor Day weekend. I see the fellas around. We're around the domino table. Me and Mandy's around the domino table. Mandy, let's see if we can bring some of these fellas in and see what they're going to be doing tomorrow around the holiday. I mean, right. The National Federal Holiday. Isn't it a federal holiday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Are you working tomorrow? Somebody working tomorrow.
Somebody is working tomorrow. We have many nurses. We have paramedics that will be working tomorrow. So people will be working.
Yeah. You have paramedics working. You also, you have police is working tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have all type of people to be at somewhere working tomorrow.
That's right.
Take them a plate up there. Take them some barbecue.
Yeah. Yes, you want, that's the way people that can participate,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you have people that work on holidays, the job will provide food or something for those people. But for RNs, nurses, paramedics, it will be nice, for them to receive some type of gift, whether it's a gift basket, as you stated, barbecue, whatever it is, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Express your gratitude on tomorrow.
Right.
You might want to express your gratitude to someone who's working, because somebody's going to be out shopping for those Labor Day sales tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm quite sure they got sales going on tomorrow everywhere.
Yes. So you do not want to miss the Labor Day sales.
Yeah, matter of fact, I've seen some commercials today. It was a funny commercial today. I can't think of the name of the mattress company, but they got mattresses on sale for Labor Day tomorrow. Go by and get you a new mattress. They were talking about this mattress. You could turn it up and you could turn it up to a certain speed, turn it up to a certain temperature. You could set it up and all that type of stuff. It's normal $8,000 mattress is on sale tomorrow, Labor Day. Get it half price. I was like, man. I said, boy, it's amazing. Because, we getting ready to come up on Christmas. We're ready after Labor Day. You getting ready to start seeing all type of Christmas sales getting ready to come out.
Yeah.
All type of stuff coming up.
That's right.
Right after Labor Day.
Right after Labor Day.
Let me see if I can bring some of these callers in and see what they're going to be doing tomorrow. Last four number 7582. You on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Four number 7582. I hear you trying to come in. Hit option one, we'll bring you back. Last four number 6530. You on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Deacon Bell.
Hey, Deacon Bell, how are you, sir?
All right.
man, we just wanted to holler at you. I seen your number on here. I wanted to bring you around the domino table, see what you're going to be doing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
You, huh?
Oh, there it is. I was turning my volume up. Only wire went down.
You cooking some? Me and Mandy just got through talking about you. You got some barbecue? We come out there and get us a plate tomorrow.
No, I ain't barbecuing. I went to On the Border today, so I don't have to cook tomorrow.
You went to On the Border? Yes,
yeah.
I understand. Mr. Wade, that look like Mr. Wade. How are you, sir?
Man, blessed, man, blessed. I apologize. I was on mute, and then when I got on mute, I hit the hold button trying to get off a mute button.
Yeah, I understand. Happy Labor Day weekend to you. We got Mr. Fred Bell. I'm calling him Doctor. You know how we doc.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
That's fine.
We got him on the line just as well tonight because, man, we celebrating over here. We celebrating Labor Day weekend tomorrow. Y'all fellas working tomorrow?
I won't be.
How about you, Mr. Fritz?
Be working up out to my sister's house.
I understand. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, man. Ain't no telling what we'll be doing tomorrow. How about you, Mr. Fred? What you got going on?
Oh, nothing. We off tomorrow. I'm relaxing tomorrow. If I do anything like for a holiday, like a Memorial Day or something like that, I'll try to do it either on a Saturday or early Sunday at the church, because the day before I got to go back to work, I don't want to do nothing before I got to go back to work.
I know that, right. Hello, we got last four numbers, 4875. We got Anthony Smith. Hello, Anthony. How are you, sir? He might be on mute.
Hey,
just
evening,
well.
Man. How you doing?
Man, we doing fine. You sound like you laying down, bro.
You
doing all right?
I'm under the weather a little bit.
Oh, you're under the weather a little bit? Yeah, man, this weather is changing. You know, it's what in the fall season, your allergies and all of that's going on around about this season, man. And so, you got to, you know, we just talked about this last month. You know, you got to, you know, get you some green tea and get you some, some allergy pills, because it sounds like you got these stuffy, that nasal stuff going on with you.
Well, actually, you know, in my line of field of work, I be out there and I sweat a lot. Then I jump back in that truck. Then I turn the air conditioning on so I can cool out my shirt and something wet. And I think it just got a toll on me. I took a corona test at home. Took one of the corona tests at home. Of course, it showed that. But I just think it's a mild cold.
Yeah. This is fall season. This is the kind of weather that'll get you right about now, because it's changing. And Mr. Wade, you could test to this because you older. You know, I deal with allergies real bad, and, you know, my mother deal with it. And right about now, this is the time you're going to start coughing and sneezing and running nose, that congestion and all of that. And so, you know, and if you're going to take that, if you're taking that home test, that bow down test, it's going to read positive you got COVID or not, because What I think people don't understand about the bow down test, those of you that's out here on the network, the COVID-19, the one that the government sent out, that particular test, it detects any kind of thing that's going on in your body. Mm-hmm. It don't have to be a virus. It can be whatever. It can be a cold. It can be any type of thing that'll make you feel. It can be allergies. It's going to say positive. Why? Because that test detects anything that's going on in your body. It don't mean that it's COVID. It just means that it's going to detect if you got any type of a virus going on. And so it read back positive. So it don't be confused and thinking you got COVID-19, because it's not COVID-19, because the bio test, that test is designed to detect any kind of virus that's going on. It can be allergies. It can be the flu. It can be whatever symptoms is going on. If you do your research, it's not COVID. It's a virus. And so that test is designed to find the virus. And so this is why the government actually sends it out. And since we have dealt with COVID-19, you know, it's going to read positive. And so now they got this deal where you can go take pills for 5 days and get that virus out of your system. Then you retest yourself, and then it's negative. But if you was taking a real, because right now I'm in the school system, and the reason why I'm sharing that, because a lot of people are getting confused because they'll take that home test and it'll read positive and they think they got COVID. No, you may got a bad stomach virus. But if you take that test, it's going to show positive. Why? Because it's detecting whatever is going on in your body. And you can Google all of this, and those of you on the network, you have to really do your research and understand these particular deals that they're sending out, so you can understand and won't get confused and run around thinking you got COVID when you really don't. You just got a virus that's going on, and it's going to take 5 to 10 days for that virus to run through your system, you know. And so with allergies and all of that kind of stuff that's going on, trust me, I'm accurate. You know, I do a lot of this research, and we do a lot of this because, you know, I deal a lot of this with my mother fellows, and we had to stay up on all of these different tests and vaccines, and we have run doctors in, and so we have did our research on it. So this is the reason why we don't want you guys to get confused and run around here being afraid, think you got COVID when it's just the stomach virus, you know, when it's just allergies, you know. So, drink a lot of water.
Well,
you, you know.
Yeah.
And so, man, we just wanted to bring you out. So I guess you ain't. I was finna say, man, if you cook at the barbecue, I was gonna come out to me and man, we gonna come out to your house, but I guess not.
I won't be cooking no barbecue. In fact, I do work on Labor Day, so I'll be at the job.
Oh, you work tomorrow, eh?
Yep. Ain't no furniture store closed, but Nebraska. Nebraska might be the only one closed.
Oh wow. Well, y'all, question for you. Y'all got any sales going on over there? I know y'all got some sales, right?
Yeah, they got
Labor Day
sales,
right?
Sales going on.
Yeah, they got
some kind of sales going on. Yes, but if you so be mindful, everything has gone up, so it don't even look like a sale no more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're a bit with. Maybe somebody bring you a plate over there tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. Maybe somebody bring me a plate over there.
right. Well, man, we want to appreciate y'all guys hanging out tonight. That's all we're doing tonight, man. We sitting around the domino table. We just relaxing. We already started our little Labor Day weekend. I'm off tomorrow. Man, I was telling, man, we might go down to the shark off Deaconville. And I got a little hot $20. I might win me some money on the slot machine tomorrow. Ain't no telling what we going to do tomorrow. Man, they don't feel like cooking, you know. You know, take her out to eat. I took her out today.
Take that slot machine money. The slot machine money will pay for a meal.
For sure that. Well, man, I want to appreciate you guys coming around the domino table. Deacon Bill, I just want to encourage you, man. Thank you for those signals that you sent to us, brother.
Great word.
They are.
Oh, no problem.
Man, these people are being encouraged all around the globe, all around the world, all around, you know, the network, and of course we sending them out, and people are being encouraged. We had Dr. Ariana Mitchell on last week, and people are loving these segments that you're doing, because it helps, you know. And this is kind of why we do these shows, because we have these kind of shows, because after we men have worked and you know, we've been out in the workforce, and Mr. Wade, you can jump in here. You know, in 1894, when President George Cleaver, he signed the proclamation for the union workers and for all of those that was working, you know, they didn't know, because a lot of people didn't know we was going to have a 3-day weekend. That's what Labor Day was going to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they was trying to do. And so when he passed that, Congress passed that bill, you know, to give us that day on a Monday, because it started out on a Tuesday, and they was extended, but you know, other people, other people refused, and they turned it down. They was really trying to do a 3-day weekend, and so they passed that day for us to celebrate that day, you know, from working, and so they passed it the first Monday in September, which is the 5th, which is tomorrow. And we have 3-day weekend, you know, once a year, and that's in September. And so, man, you know, y'all ain't working tomorrow. It's unfortunate, Deacon, your company bringing you in. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Me and Mandy are going to find something to do tomorrow, I guess. You know.
You know what amazes me is that how it ended up. Every first Monday, I do. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all help me with this. Is the 5th? Am I correct?
Of September? Yes, you are.
that amazes me. And you know me. This is me now. I'm looking at God in this thing again. Mm-hmm. Even though they started out with it on a Tuesday, it was moved to a Monday, and mm-hmm. every Monday is a 5th. It just. I mean, man, that. Some things that really blows my mind, you know.
Yes, sir. I think that would have to do with the way the calendar falls. You know, it's 365 days on the calendar, so they know how the calendar is going to be set, and so they set it for that particular day for it. You know, that's one reason probably why they took it off on Tuesday. I really don't know, because I haven't researched that, but that's a good thing for me to research and get back with you, Mr. Wade, and let you know why.
All right. And how. All right. Oh. Yeah. It's just amazing,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't really. Yes, sir.
You know what, guys? Also, because at first, this is just me. Even when we talk about daylight saving time and the time go backwards and forwards, Mm-hmm. I always thought it was a God thing. And, you know, until they was like, no, they ain't changing the time back. I said, well, how do they do that? You know what I'm saying? And Deacon Bell, you understand how they do that? You got any insight on that?
No, sir.
It has something to do with the clock as to, I forgot how it goes, but either way around, the clock picks up and they couldn't exactly put that 60 seconds. You know, the clock is quite accurate, but apparently it either picks up or it slows down and it changes. I want to say because of the rotation of the planet, you know, and the seasons and things like that, it has something to, and I can't remember exactly what it was that happens. But anyway, so they had to back it up because instead of picking it up, so they had to push the clock back. That's supposed to be the theory behind it.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
and again, bring it back forward at the springtime of the year.
How about you, Deacon Bell? What do you know about that? Deacon Bell, are you there? He might be back on mute. Well, you know, I really never knew how that worked. I always thought it was a God thing until they said they weren't going to push the time back. And I was like, oh, okay. You know. Well, guys, on the network tonight, we see you guys on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network. We're around the domino table over here on the E-Man After Show. We like to have these relaxing shows and to have fun and just to come on, and because this is what we men do. We have had a blessed day. Hopefully those of you that did service today, you was blessed. Got a great word from the Lord on today. Those of you that got up to go shopping, because somebody got up to go shopping today. Whatever you did today, we hope you enjoyed it to the fullest. And over here on We Talk Radio, we shut it down with the E-Man After Show. We just like to bring, a encouraging word for you on a Sunday night. We just want to, uplift you before you go to bed. With encouragement for the soul, we just like for you to, you know, to de-stress. Because we talked about this last Sunday night with the doctor, you know, you got to find those little stress busters and those things that you can do to relieve the stress. Because we as men in particular, especially in the African-American community, you know, we work a lot. Because I know I work a whole lot. And, you know, when we have days like this, man, I pull back and I enjoy the days of being off and relaxing, I get a lot of rest in, and then I just, you know, I do the things that I love doing, because life to me is all about having no regrets. I try to do everything I can while I can. At 61, I'm trying to leave no stones unturned. So if it's places I had a chance to go, I'm trying to go. If it's things I ain't did, I'm trying to do them. I'm trying to do everything that I can. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, it was a writer said you need to live your best life. And so, man, I tell you, you know, we getting up there in age, fellas. Yeah, we trying to catch you, Mr. Wade.
Yup. You keep on living.
We trying to catch
living.
You.
Life is too short.
Yeah, man.
Life is too short. So we're trying to do everything. I agree with you, man.
Yep,
everything. Life is really too short.
Yeah,
you know, you know, gentlemen, I came up with a soap opera. I believe it was with One Life to Live. Keep on living.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was here a few minutes ago. I was on mute. I was trying to get my glasses. When y'all was talking about daylight saving time.
Yes, sir.
The main purpose of daylight saving time is to make better use of the daylight. So we change our clock during the summer months to move an hour of daylight from the morning to the evening. So we can have more time to do stuff in the summertime.
Okay.
Because it ain't no real purpose.
Okay.
It actually started with the farmers. The farmers needed more daylight to do their farming. So that's why they changed the daylight saving time, so that they have more daylight in the morning when they're doing farming and stuff. So that's what they changed it for. But now that farming is not like it used to be, doing all the farming and stuff, they tried to pass the law to change it back to where we don't have that at all.
Right. Well, you know, they already passed it. This is it. We'll be doing daylight saving times now. From my understanding, that particular bill has been passed. We will not be going back to you know, backwards. You know, I think Congress has already passed that. I think this is it. I believe it's already passed. I was at Friendship West, and they was talking about it, and they was sharing. So I believe they passed it already, and so I believe so. I don't quote me. Allegedly, I'm gonna say allegedly. I'm gonna check into it because man, we're gonna have more daylight now, and I don't know. I won't get dark because this young lady I'm getting ready to marry, she always want to go somewhere. You know, she want to hang out going somewhere everywhere. I'd be like, Lord, gee, where we going now? But listen, you know, we just want to do all we can do, man. Life is too short, and we as men, you men sitting around the domino table, you know, every one of you are healthy. I went to my doctor this past week, and I had, you know, I'm getting ready to do that. I think September the 19th, I'm getting ready to do that colon test. You know, yeah, they sent me to get that done. Everything else came back. My physical and everything came back good at 61 years old. My doctor said, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it." I said, "Well, yes, ma'am." You know, and I wanted to thank God for just being in good health in this particular season. You know what I'm saying? Because I take a lot of vitamins and I drink a lot of water, you guys, and I'm around good people. I do a lot of good therapy. I do a lot of great exercising, and I stay busy, but I'm taking vitamins. I'm drinking water. I'm exercising. You know, I'm doing things to keep the physical body up and the mental mind. I do a lot of reading and I sit down and do a lot of reading. You know, one of the things that you want to stimulate your mind and help your brain cells, get you a puzzle or play chess. Anyone of you guys know how to play chess? Do I got a chess player on the line tonight? Don't nobody play chess with me? Oh, man.
I have.
Man, when we was in college, that's all they did down there is play chess at TSU. Mm-hmm. And, man, I learned how to play chess. And Minister Wade, you probably heard of this story, you being a minister. I hear a lot of preachers use this illustration. You know, the chess champion over in Russia, you know, everybody was out to see the chess board. And you'll hear a lot of preachers use this in their sermon because they, you know, it's a pitch for them to preach. And this chess champion, he was in line and everybody was going on because he had won the game, chess champion. But they didn't realize the Russian chess champion, he came through the line too, and he got to studying the board. And as he got to studying the board, he turned around. He said, "Oh, no, wait a minute. He said he studied the board till he figured out the king had one more move.
Okay.
He started hollering and screaming into the people, the powers to be, come here for a minute. He didn't really win because the king has one more move. And I've heard preachers use that particular illustration in their sermon. No matter how the devil have you bagged up, the king always got one more move. You know, they turn it like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know you won. I know you think you down and out. I know you think the enemy's going to take you out. But listen, the king has always got one more move. And so I just thought about that when I see a chess because I've heard a lot of different preachers use that particular illustration. But, man, y'all need to sit down and play a good old game of chess. Boy, look at here.
It's hard to find someone that really knows how to play. And if a lot of people say they know how to play, but what about the challenge? It's about the challenge. You know, and it takes a little bit because at one point, and I don't remember, but I know that you could checkmate if he was either in three moves or four moves.
Used to know those checkmate moves. In three moves.
Three moves. Yeah. Yeah. But now the opponent, if the opponent is aware of that also, he can make it difficult for you. He can make it difficult for you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, you know, us men, we play dominoes. These are things we, as we talked to the doctor last week, these are what we call stress busters at our age. You know, I mean, I know, Mr. Wade, you say you're putting a motor in your car. You know, you do things like that to stay busy, you know. And so we as men, we need to, you know, always stimulate our mind. I know Anthony all the time. A lot of times I'm talking to him. He is in his garage. He's studying out there in his garage, decorating his garage, fixing it up, doing man stuff. Why? Because my doctor shared with me all this is stimulates the mind. All of this is to help you, you know. Listen, this is why we come around the domino table, because by the time you – that's why we did the show the other week about movies. By the time you have these kind of conversation, if you've been stressed out, you've been sick, because you know the lower your immunity get, this is why they encourage us to. Dr. Thomas came on, sharing with our men to take vitamins. And if you ain't taking some type of supplements at our age, keep your immunity so built up. That's with a lot of water, a lot of vitamins, and stimulate your mind with being moving a lot, you know, finding those little things that you enjoy doing. This is one that I found myself doing, fellas. I've been buying little cars lately. I mean, I got so many cars. Man, they say, if you buy one more little car, you know, I got fascinated with it. With all the little cars that I got down there, every car that I got a Malibu. I know Fred got a Malibu. I got an old Malibu in there. I got a Tesla. I got Corvettes. I got Mercedes. You know how you go into the Walgreens and they have them little model cars? Man, I bought so many of them cars. You know, I think I got every one of them, Mr. Bell. And you know what's funny, guys? What I find myself doing, I find myself placing them saying, you know, because we got millionaires out there. Mayweather? This guy got over 50 cars, over 100 cars. Mm-hmm. He could choose a car every day if he want to. You know, they showed him, and man, in his garage, he got so many cars. And I just found myself, it's just a fascinating for me to play with those cars. You know, you sit them, I got them set up on a mantle over there. They get dusted. Mr. Fred, I done found myself dusting them off, making them shine. All that kind of stuff, it takes the stress away from you. That's where I'm going with it. So find you a little hobby. Find you something that you want to do where you can detox. You know, if it's just reading a good book, you know.
That being one of your interests that really motivates you, start looking in yard sales and stuff like that, or just around the street, man, on the ground. And you'd be surprised. I have some old matchbook cars, maybe one or two. Then I have one that's just the shell body, you know, it has the wheel on it, but all the rest of it is just a cast. I believe it's either a Corvette or a Pontiac Grand Am or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a cast body, and it has a date on it. And I can't remember exactly, but I did go on the internet and pull it up, and it does have a value, you know, but the older, the condition wise, whether it's good or bad or damaged, it's still, you know, that's an excitement to me, too. So that's why I share that with you.
Right. Well, man, I want to appreciate you guys. We just having a free flow Sunday. You know, we've been in a series of interviews. So we are over here on the network tonight. It's a Sunday night. It's raining down here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Those of you listening around the globe, we want to thank all of you down at the high-rise downtown Dallas. They love listening to the We Talk Radio Network, to the E-Man After Show. So I want to shout out to all of you that's off tomorrow. So whatever you're doing tomorrow, enjoy yourself. You know, if you're going to the lake, I don't know. We got any fishes on the line. If you're going to the lake tomorrow, I don't know if it's a good time. Are they biting tomorrow or not with the rain? You know, I'm not for sure.
I don't know.
Whatever
I can't
you find
call
yourself,
that.
Huh?
I just said I can't really call that one. And I'm a fisherman, but I can't call it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, man, we want to appreciate you guys. We want you guys to continue to take care of your health and take care of your wealth. And Next Sunday night, we'll come back, and we have a Big Six question, and then we'll jump back into some interviews. We got some people lined it up coming on to talk to us, some pastors, and we're getting ready to have Pastor Month. I got a lot of exciting pastors getting ready to come on and talk with us and help us in that particular area to understand, you know, the times and the calamities that we're living in. And then we, you know, a shout out and happy birthday to all of you that have a birthday in September. You know, those you have, Mandy's birthday is on the 13th. You know, Mandy, you want to push your cash out out there? You know, she don't clock out, y'all. She over there doing something in the studio. You ain't paying attention. Yeah, but Mandy's birthday on the 13th, you put the cash out there, somebody may bless you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's the thing people are doing now. They put their cash app out there, you know, and people are sending them money. But, man, said, that's all right, man. I'm good. Yeah, I think she think I'm an ATM machine now. I don't know what's going on, you know. I done became her swipe card. You know, matter of fact, you give my card back today? That's what I just thought about. Make sure I give my card back today.
Putting it up for you.
Yeah, because we went out to eat today, fellas, man. We went, where did we go, Mandy? Over there in Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
Where
was
it?
South Dallas Cafe.
We went to the South Dallas Cafe. Deacon Bell, you know where that is, right?
Which one? Y'all went to the one over in South
on
Dallas
Camp Wilson.
Or the one over in on Camp Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know where it is. It used
yeah,
to
you
be
know,
the old, what did that used to be? It was a restaurant a long time ago.
Right, right.
It used to be Bennigan's back then today.
That's where Bennigan's? I was going to say Bennigan's, but I wasn't for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, we went over there today after, you know, I do the Potter's House, and man, we went over there today, and I had some good old greens and hot water cornbread and smothered.
Oh, Lord, so you ain't right. Let me ask you about Loopy.
Loopy?
Are you guys familiar with Loopy down there? I know you should be.
Yeah, we're familiar with Loopy's. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
Loopy,
you only got,
huh? My
we
thing
got,
is
like,
that
one
I found
open
out. Really,
Mr. Lubies changed from our Lubies was Wise Cafeteria, and it changed to Lubies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, the thing of it is that there's only one Loopy that I've heard of that's outside of the state of Texas, and that's in Jackson, Mississippi. And I've been to it, and I love
that's
them.
All we got is Lubies down here anymore. We don't really have a cafe like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Well, you know, Mr. Luby, Mr. Wise, his I believe one of their daughters married into the family, and that's why they changed the name.
To Luby, really?
Mm-hmm. Years ago, Anthony Deacon Smith probably remember this. Me and one of Deacon's ex. We used to work together, Karis Robeson. We used to work at Wise Cafeteria back in the day.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And me and her worked together, and they got the daughter married into the family, and they bought the franchise out, and they named it Luby's.
My Lord.
Yes, that's the history behind it. And
I tell you, man, they got me sold, man. And like I said, there's only one that I've heard of that's outside of the state of Texas. And it's in Jackson, Mississippi, and I have been there. And, you know, anytime I'm in the Jackson area, I go to Loopy's. I go there and eat.
I think we ain't got but one left that I know of. I know one used to be over there by Anthony's job. Did that one shut down over there by your job, Anthony?
They closed that one down. Yeah, that one closed down. The one on Hampton is still available.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that I know of.
They still got a lot around. It's still 1 on 35 in Pleasant Run.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That one over there on 35 in Pleasant Run, so that's two of them. Yeah, but I went today, Mr. Wade, this is good old soul food. You know, it's African-American.
Oh, sure.
Turkey legs.
How many places you ever hear that serving hot water cornbread? That's the first one on me.
Boy, I had greens and smothered turkey legs, and I think Mandy had the fried chicken wings and macaroni and cheese. Listen, we were so full, we had to sit there for a minute. We couldn't even move for a minute.
Amen.
We ate good. And
that's great.
I tell you. And so, fellas, yeah, you make sure y'all get a lot of green vegetables in you. And Deacon, you know, drink you a lot of green tea, man. Get you some lemon and honey, you know, get that frog out of your throat, as we call it. Make your throat itch and you're up all night coughing. You know, get you some green tea, get it real hot, get you some lemon and honey, and get you some ginger. And, man, run that little allergies right on out. You know?
Let me share this.
Go right ahead, sir.
I'm drinking right now, and I'm just making it. And I usually make me about a pitcher a week. Organic green tea.
Yes, sir.
Organic green tea. And I'm getting ready to put me a half a cup of sugar in there, and with ginger. And I put about a half a thing of ginger. So let me ask you about. I mean, because mm-hmm. you can continue to use ginger as long as you.
Yes.
As long as you have it, am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Ain't that correct, Mandy? Yeah, you can use ginger all year round. I think it's good for you. I was
really?
Told it was good for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that because I had it. I said, now, why throw this out if I can continue to use it? And I know the reason why I'm saying that is because I used to do that in Pennsylvania, and I just cook it over and over and over and over and over again. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but that's what I'm doing now. I'm just getting ready to make up me some organic green tea. And
awesome.
When I buy it, no matter wherever I see it, that I get me some organic green tea.
Have
and I make it strong.
Have you heard of cow chip tea? Any one of you guys heard of that cow chip tea?
Don't know anything about it. I've heard of it.
How about you, Mr. Bell? Boy, you make you some cow chip tea, it run everything up in you.
Really?
Yeah, it's made with a whole lot of different remedies, and that's what the old folks used to use back in the day. You know, whatever, you'll sweat it out, it'll come out of you one way or the other. Anthony mother know about that cow chip tea. Mother, you know, them women know about that cow chip tea, but yeah, that green tea, that organic green tea, I've been drinking a lot of that. I do a lot of echinacea. I do a lot of zinc.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I take a lot of vitamins. You know, I take three different vitamins. You know what I'm saying? That man, they say, E-man, if you take a, you run around here bouncing like that little bunny. You know, I say, listen, I'm 61 years old. I do a whole lot of other stuff. And so I take about three different vitamins. And, you know, I do a lot of supplements. You know, at our age, you know, it's for the calcium, for your bones, you know, because I'm not a dairy person. The dairy products, they get me. You know,
mm-hmm.
but everything else, man, I try to, you know, it come naturally from the ground. So I do zinc, I do echinacea. And so, Anthony, all of these decongestants and all of these things are definitely help you if you, you know, you begin to take that and give it about a good week or so, man, that stuff will run right on out of you. You'll be like a new man.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because the weather is changing, and boy. Does it? It seems like it just hit you all of a sudden, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
It's turning cool up here in Mississippi right now. So
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine with the rain that you guys are having, how that probably has affected the overall environment. And that's what we have to be aware of. I know
mm-hmm.
in Pennsylvania, share a story with you, one year during the season change from summer fall to winter. And I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden, man, it's just a cold blast just come through. And from that day on, I noticed, you know, I mean, it's amazing, man. This man, look, God, y'all have to excuse me sometime when I go like that. God has done some things here, man, that's so shocking that if we pay attention to it, God will reveal some things to you as to who he really is and how this thing is really set up. And a lot of people just play it off, the weatherman, they play it off because they think they have a grip on it. But God can do some things and show you some stuff that no matter how far man go with it, man can't touch it. You know, again, mm-hmm. I exercise. I think I shared this one time before, how I used
mm-hmm.
to ride over 20 miles a day, 20, 25 miles a day. I don't do that
mm-hmm.
anymore. You know something?
Okay.
You can tell the difference. Because
mm.
just that type of workout, just that type of sweat, which you're talking about, E-man, you get
mm-hmm.
you get some toxins out of you, man. That,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God. See, but I see the results now. Oh, these years here. You know, so I applaud you guys, especially you and Miss Mandy, for doing what you're doing on the talk show, because, I mean, you guys are reaching people that have no idea, really, what does it really take? What does it really take? And, and God built us to be smart. He built us to be smart. He made us in his image. So we need to be mindful as to, you know, why is this happening to me, and why am I going through this, and why am I dealing with that? You know, and right now what you're doing as far as your vitamins, your doctors and all that stuff, and what you're doing right now and sharing with other people, that's going to help you later on down. Even though it's helping you now, later on down the road, you see the rewards. I pray that you see the reward. But I just have to throw that out there.
And I appreciate it because it's very important. You know, we used to sit around our mothers and them used to talk about it. But now as we getting older, we understand that, you know, a lot of our minerals and a lot of, you know, when they talk about green versus, because this is the key. A lot of that, again, it comes from the earth. And so you got to understand you come from the earth just as well.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tie it in like this because you come from the earth and everything come through the earth. This is why Satan, the enemy can't mess with us, because you understand when Jesus died, the blood hit the earth. And so since the blood hit the earth, that's why we plead the blood. Because the devil can't come through the blood, because we come out of the earth, and he got trapped in the blood and the earth, and we come from the, you know, I'll take it all there too, just Mr. Wade. And so if we understand how important it is to eat those, I mean, a lot of processed foods, I'm learning more and more, they are really not good for you. A lot of food today is good coming from the ground. You know, and so this is why our parents had gardens back in the day. They did their greens. They growed everything. Because do you know a good pot of greens, those of you on the network tonight listening to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network, do you know the importance of eating greens? That's how you get all your iron, you know, through green vegetables. And a good pot of greens, you know, the body, and most of us in the African-American community, most of the time when we go to the doctor, the first thing they tell you, our iron is low. You understand what I'm saying? Because we don't put the right foods in our system to give us that iron. And so they'll put you on a iron pill. They put me on one. I took four iron pills in one day. Not in one day, in a month. Every Monday they had me on an iron pill. And I said, okay. I said, well, you know, I don't believe in taking a whole lot of medicine, doctor. My doctor, no, I don't believe. I got an Indian doctor. She's good, too. She took care of my mother. And I just don't believe in taking a whole lot of medicine. So I started looking up, and I started researching. So I started eating everything with iron. And then come to find out, fellas, you can get too much iron. You understand what I'm saying?
You can.
You know, she said, well, bag up a little bit because I don't want you to have too much iron, so go get you some Geritol right about there. I was like, huh? I said, I ain't constipated. you understand what I'm saying? And she was like, well, bag off of it. And so I try to eat a lot of, man, they tell you, I'm real particular about stuff I eat. Ain't a Mandy. Yeah, I'm real particular about a lot of things that I eat. And so
a lot of stuff you don't eat, okay? Especially with seasoning and salt. And things of that nature.
Nah. I ain't trying to have no
hobby. Understandable. It's just hard to, if I'm going to cook, it's hard. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, guys, I checked my blood pressure before I came on the air, you know, because I come home from church. I do two services a Sunday, and then we do two shows. And so I'm up early, and so I come home like we went 8, and so I try to take a nap, and, man, I checked my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 117 over 79 today.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? And that's without medication, you know. I'm like, my doctor, she said, listen, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. And so, you know, I try to take care of myself. I try to be healthy. I'm trying to get Mandy on that health tip. And it's a lot of stuff she leave me in. You know, I'm trying to get her to stop eating all this stuff that she be eating. Because she be eating up some stuff, boy.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. It's just, I mean, E-Med can go cold turkey with absolutely no seasoning. That is hard. I mean, and the food is just bland, to be honest. Amen. That's a lot. I'm like, okay, we have to take one step at a time.
Well, I mean, sometimes I do, but then I love.
You know, a lot of times you do.
Yeah, a lot of times I do because, you know, because I took care of my mother for 7 years and those on the network. My mother passed now, and for 7 years, because I had a cook come in for her, and she was on a special diet, so I ended up finding myself being on that same diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on that same regimen, and I've been doing it for so long till it ever come across. You were talking about Luby's down here. Luby's is one of those particular restaurants. They don't do a lot of seasoning. If they do, they season it just right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so those of you, it's
their
very
foods,
important.
Their foods mm-hmm. are followed up on them, and their foods are fresh every day.
Yeah.
Nothing that's left over, nothing out of the can,
right.
Nothing that's refrigerated mm-hmm. from last night is fresh mm-hmm. every day, hand cooked. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It just blew my mind. And also your vegetables and stuff, especially if it's prepared correctly, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
pull the juices out. Well, the substance is in the juices, not the vegetable or the leek, the vegetable at all. It's in
right,
the juices.
Right.
So
hello.
I try to keep all my green juices. I've even double cooked some of my green juice, you know, and some, you know. Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of information out here that we need to know. As the people,
right.
I heard you talking about how mom and them used to cook at the garden and stuff. Man, I
mm-hmm.
ate chicken off the yard. I didn't eat no chicken out the stove.
Hmm.
I ate chicken out of the yard. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Green
you look back
vegetables.
Over the yes,
garden.
Sir.
Yes, definitely.
So tonight, guys, you're getting educated. We're rather give Amanda some tips.
Well, listen, I, Minister Wade, see, I rinse off my veggies. If it's canned, right, I pour
mm-hmm.
the juice out, and I put just fresh water and cook them that way. And the reason why I believe a lot of people do that, I know the reason why I do it is because of the canned taste.
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. It makes sense what you just said. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not just
another
a horrible
secret.
Eater. You need to.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't no horrible eater, but you eat a lot of junk
I may not eat
food.
Like you, but it don't make it wrong.
You eat a lot of junk food.
Another secret.
I'm backslid into eating junk food, but I'm sorry, Minister.
I'm just saying, then there's another secret. Now, I'm not trying to push my age off on y'all and everything, but another secret is that
mm-hmm.
your frozen vegetables in bags versus
mm-hmm.
the canned foods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
right.
know the last. I do have some canned corns and stuff like that, salmons and patties and stuff like that. I do have,
mm-hmm.
but your frozen bag foods, you know, peas. Green
mm-hmm.
onions
oh, yeah.
and stuff like that, you know, those are better than the canned stuff. So,
right.
you know, it's just another, yeah. So it's so much, y'all. It's so much.
It's a lot.
That we have to be mindful of.
Right, right.
You know.
Well, guys, around the network tonight, we want to appreciate all you guys that joining the E-Man After Show. We're sitting around the domino table talking with the fellas tonight. This is what we do around the domino table. We get into great conversations and this is the way we somewhat, Mr. Wade, this is why we created this show, fellas, for us guys to come around and detox and just have natural, just real conversation because there's somebody out there on the network tonight. You know, it's somebody out there on the network tonight. You know, they dealing with something else. It's something else going on in their mind. They got
mm-hmm.
all kind of calamities going on. But when they get on this network, they say, I enjoy the E-Man After Show. I enjoy all the great shows. Huh, Mandy?
They do. So true. They do. As of now, the phone lines are still lit up. People
mm-hmm.
are still listening. There's a lot of nights where we end the show and we have to literally end the show because people are still on the line, which I think is absolutely fabulous. Like, I think it's good. But I do want to say this, E-Man,
because mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. Now, you love your cookies, your cake, and all that stuff.
For sure.
You good as far as when it comes to food and eating like veggies and things of that nature. And I guess that's because you don't have any issues with like your sugar and things of that nature because you love your cakes.
Right, right. And guys, I found out my sugar was good.
Right.
My cholesterol was good. My blood pressure was good, you know, and I got to go take the You know, I got to be a man, go bend over.
You have to do the, what is it, the
colonoscopy. The colonoscopy test on the 19th of this month. You know, it's been past time because, you know, they put it off because of COVID. And so so men out there, especially in the African-American community, you definitely want to get your colon checked. Isn't that right, Mr. Wade? Because, Anthony, we got a friend and he's dealing with that. Anthony? Deacon Smith.
What was that email?
And one of our friends, and Ted Thomas, and he dealing with what kind of cancer? He got colon cancer?
Yeah, colon cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
you
so,
definitely want to take
care of. Yeah, so E-man, they asked me, I didn't tell you this, they asked me, did I want a woman doctor or a man doctor to give it to me? I said, it don't really matter to me.
No.
I said, I just want to be checked, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yes, and so fellas out there on the network, and ladies, we want you to encourage your men to go to the doctor. Don't wait till you can't hip it. You understand? Don't wait till you can't hip it. You know, you feeling stressed, you feeling anxious, you feeling a lot of knots, you're not sleeping at night, you're not resting. You know, you want to take time out to go get yourself checked out. Don't be, because I know I'm very busy. You know, I stay busy, Mr. Wade and guys on the network. I do a whole lot of stuff, but I do try to have a little balance. And, you know, I try to balance it out with family, then I try to balance it out, you know, and getting my relaxation in and working out. I try to balance it out, you know, my balancing out. I go, man, to tell you, Mr. Wade, if something hurt on me for 2 days, I'm calling my doctor.
Right. So true. And let me tell you, you had just left the doctor, and then within, like a week and a half, you were back at calling the doctor again.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Elders, why are you calling her? I need this, and this is happening. I'm like, okay.
I said, I'm going to call her and find out why, you know.
Listen,
it's awesome.
It helps my psyche, Mr. Wade. It helps my psyche to know.
I would rather know than not to know.
Exactly.
Right.
Because, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with the colon stretch, but they cut out a section regardless of how long, whether 6 inches, 12 inches, or 18 inches, they cut out a section. Well, now your colon has to reprogram itself to do the section that they took out, it has to reprogram. Your whole body has to reprogram itself. And I'm just now really getting back to the colon function, whether your stool is hard, whether you got diarrhea or it's too soft or something. I'm just not getting back to the comfortability of the colon doing what it's supposed to do. And it affects the whole body. So by all means, E-Man, Ms. Mandy, Dr. Mandy, but by all means, whatever you do, medication-wise, if it feels a little strange, Lord have mercy, Jesus, don't get me started, y'all. I had an episode one time, and I took a pill, and I sat on the toilet because I thought I had to use the bathroom. I sat on the pill, my mouth starts sweating, and I started feeling these needles all over. Then I started getting dizzy. You know what I did, E-Man? Lord, I said, well, if this is the way that I'm got to go, I'm so glad I'm ready. Did you know it meant? It lifted. I talk to God just like I'm talking to y'all right now.
Yes, sir.
Lord, if this is it, because I knew that it had to be the medication. There wasn't any other reason. I mean, all this happened within 5 minutes. You know, so I was thanking God, and it just went away. And so, and I'm like, wow. I mean, I started sweating. Oh yeah. And when I get up off the toilet, I called a doctor. They said, don't take no more of those, Mr. Wade. So by all means, bro. If you, since Ms. Mandy, if you feel something that's, you know, kind of out of whack, do what you gotta do.
I agree with you, Minister Wade.
Yeah, because Mandy checks that. She researches every medicine.
I don't care what. I mean, the doctors, of course, a lot of them, they have contracts with pharmaceutical companies, right? And so I ask questions when they prescribe me medication. I need to know. And then I do my research, because one of the just listening to different stories people that have like terminal illnesses, they have lost their hearing, their vision due to side effects of medication, you know, especially people with like AIDS, HIV, a lot of them have lost their hearing and things like that due to the medication, a visual loss. And, you know, it's a lot. So it make, and we see all this, these advertisements, if you take this drug, that drug, you know, and you're having this issue, come on, I'm, look, I am researching medication, finding, reading feedback, reviews, and things of that nature. I think it's important. Now, not to have anxiety about it, but just to do the work, right?
But let me bring this call in. Let me bring this call in. Last four numbers, 9991. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
Victoria?
Victoria.
Victoria.
She must be on.
She might be asleep.
No, she must be on mute. I can hear her moving around.
That's her turning to the other side.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a conversation around the domino table tonight. It is always a pleasure to sit around the domino table and talk to these men. We're talking men health on tonight. It's Labor Day. We are ceasing from our labor, and we just want to encourage each and every one of you, whatever you're doing tomorrow, you know, if it's just resting, if your body just needs some rest, get you some good rest, because the body heals itself once you get some rest. Because what my doctor shared with me, because, you know, I asked her this question. I said, how many hours do I really supposed to get to sleep? Do you guys know how many hours your body needs to sleep for it replenish itself? Any one of you guys?
Eight.
You know, who else?
8 hours.
It's eight.
Is that, from what I've heard, it's eight, but I don't know if that's the law for the body, though.
She told me it used to be eight, and now she's saying the body can replenish itself in 6 hours.
I thought it might have been.
And
and a lot of us get about 6 hours of sleep. A lot of people get six, I'm
roughly. Yes, ma'am.
She said, she was saying, she said, if you find yourself, if you go to sleep at a certain time, you wake up, a lot of people can't figure out why they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. If you went to bed at 9 o'clock, your body, you know, slept, it's going to wake itself up. You know, a lot of times we'll lay back down and make ourselves go to sleep. But to replenish a 24 hours a day, now they're saying that your body can function well at 6 hours a day.
I can believe that.
And so,
yes, ma'am. Me too.
But we want to encourage you to get you some proper rest. If you ain't got nothing to do tomorrow, you know, somebody's not going to even crank up their car tomorrow. They're not even going out of the driveway. We encourage that. We encourage you reading a good book. We encourage you to do whatever you're going to do for your own self-care, in whichever way and whatever you do for self-care. If it's reading the Word of God, reading the Bible, if it's looking at a nice program, an encouraging program, whatever you want to do, find yourself doing it on tomorrow. If those of you that got to go out to work, you know, be safe out there, whatever you're doing, protect yourself, eat well, watch what. Anthony, you say you got to work tomorrow, man, you know, take it easy, drink you a lot of water. You know, drink you a lot of water, because it's fall season, fellas. And guess what? Guess what season it is?
NFL.
Yeah, it's football season. Man, Deacon Bell, it's football season. He's a Pittsburgh Philistine right here.
Okay.
I don't even know if I should be talking to him. I don't know if I would. You talking to some Cowboys over here. Mr. Bell, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to y'all talk every year, but the same outcome is y'all sad every year.
I don't know if you should be calling up here. You're Pittsburgh.
Black and gold.
Yeah, black and yellow.
Black and gold.
Yeah, that was a song back in the day. Black and yellow. Yeah, I remember. Well, what the Pittsburgh Steelers look like this year, Deacon Bell? What Pittsburgh look like this year?
You know, we drafted a quarterback, but then we got Mitchell Trubisky supposed to be the starter. But so far in preseason, they looking pretty good. We still go to the playoffs again.
Man, you know what would be good? It would be good if the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers would make it to the Super Bowl. That's always been the game of the year.
We could get there. Y'all just ain't been there in like 25 years.
Watch out now. Who's this guy on our phone? We don't know who this is. Hey, how you get into this neighborhood?
He said 25 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've been over there. We trying to get there, but man, back when the Roger Staubachs and the Terry Bradshaw was playing, it wasn't nothing like a good old Super Bowl game with the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Them are some of the games. So, you know, let me go and predict. I predict Dallas 10-4. What you got? Mr. Bell? Pittsburgh.
We probably be like, how many games is this year? 17.
Oh, they added another game. They added another game this year.
It's 16 to 17 weeks. We probably
finished.
I said we probably finish like 12-4.
You think y'all 20 finish up? That'll be a good season. I'm gonna get a Dallas Cowboy. I'm gonna get the Cowboys 10-4. What about you?
Okay.
What about you, Ant?
Yeah, I get a contest to that one. 10-4 sound like it's a winner to me.
Okay.
I honestly say I'll be stretching it due to the fact we lost some good players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did let some good players go.
Minister Wade, who's your favorite team, sir?
I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. That's 135 miles from Pittsburgh.
Oh. So we got two Pittsburgh friends on here. This is what I'm hearing? Oh, my goodness. Well, listen. Y'all come back when Deacon Bell, call back in when the Cowboys winning.
we'll be on the phone Sunday. Because, you know, the Cowboys play tonight.
Well, man,
it's football season, and it ain't really nothing like me and Mandy supposed to be going. We getting ready to go to one of the high school. Ain't nothing like a Friday night light high school football game.
Yeah.
Man, we had Carter and, now who was that? Duncanville and somebody played over Kincaid Friday night. Who that played Duncanville and DeSoto? Somebody played Friday night at Kincaid they was talking about. And, man, a Friday night when it's cold outside, you got all your blankets. Anthony, no, them was the good old days back there, boy. A good Friday night football game, and you got your blankets and a good rivalry, you know. So football season is up on us. And so, ladies, you know, you probably find your man in his man cave around the game around about this time of the year. Yes, and so me and Deacon Bell going to go back and forth this year. I can already tell it. He a Pittsburgh Philistine. Oh, my goodness. We going to be going back. I don't know if you could do a segment over here no more. No, I'm just kidding, sir. No, I'm just kidding. But that's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun this year because we're going to talk about a lot of the games. And fellas, we need to get together and go out to some of the games out at the Cowboy at Jerry's World over there at the AT&T Stadium, you know. I'm going to get with Miss Kia Davis. We might broadcast this show from one of the games one night, you know, and that'll be fun just to go out there and broadcast from the I'm going to get with Mr. T. Smiley. We're going to try to hook something up and see if we can go to a game and broadcast the E-Man show and do some stuff like that, you know, just for outing. I know Manda love football, you know, so don't you like football, Manda?
I'm looking at you like I do.
I didn't know if you did or didn't. You know, I know you, every time I go, you tell it along with me.
I'm gonna go with you.
Oh, okay. And so, yeah, guys, let's do that because, Cowboys is I like to see them do well, and you know, I've kind of been watching a little preseason, and we look pretty good. I don't know what quarterback we gonna get. I don't know. Right now it's just Dak, and I think they gonna bring the other quarterback back. I'm not really for sure, so I'm gonna go with 10-4. And so, guys, you got any predictions? Who gonna go to the Super Bowl? You know, it's gonna be me and Deacon Bell versing each other this year, Pittsburgh and Dallas. Yeah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Yeah. Well, guys, we want to thank you guys on the network tonight. We want to thank you guys on the phone line. Man, this has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. We're ready to shut it down for tonight. Listen, come back tomorrow night. We got, what's tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, Monday night. No, come back Wednesday night. It's after the lights go out. After the comeback Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we got Groovy Tuesday. Then come back after the lights go out. Tomorrow night, I think Kia D is doing a rewind because it's Labor Day. So she's not on tomorrow night. So I do know she'd probably be on Wednesday night. So we got something for you every day of the week over here on We Talk Radio Network. And so, guys, join us next Sunday night. We guys are coming back around the domino table after Pittsburgh done lost and the Dallas Cowboys have won, and we'll talk about it. That might be our big six question next Sunday night. Well, guys, we want to appreciate you, and we want y'all guys to have a blessed, productive week on to week. And so, Mr. Wade, I'm going to ask you to pray us out tonight, if you don't mind, sir. Deacon is under the weather. Pray for him to get better. Just pray for a blessed week, sir. And I want to thank you guys. I want to thank all of you that's listening on the network tonight. We want to thank all you guys that's on the phone lines. Come back. This has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Can you pray us out, Mr. Wade?
Our great God, our Lord and Savior, we come before you now thanking you for what we have heard and experienced and shared with each other, asking, Lord God, that you would continue, Father God, if you would be so kind to watch over us. Let your angels, Lord God, continue to stand guard, Father God, that as we go up against these things that's in this world, even though we are in this world and not of this world, so we understand the attack. But you are our God and our Savior. Yes. You made us, and you said we are made wonderfully. So we thank you for that, first of all. Then we ask your forgiveness, Lord God, that if we have come short in some shape, form, or fashion along the way, knowingly or unknowingly, we ask, Father God, that you would feel, Lord God, love us the way that you have always loved us.
Continue
to bless this show, Lord God. These two, Lord God, that have come forth, Lord God, sharing the manifestation that you have put into their heart as they continue to go and grow. Watch over Deacon Smith right now, Lord. We know, Father, that you are a healer because of your stripe, because of the blood. We are all covered. So, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, Jesus shared with Peter, say, Satan is out to sift you. So, Lord, we realize that these things, Lord God, will not be manifested in our very being. It's only a stumbling block. So we ask right now, then don't just, Lord God, don't just continue, Lord God, to cover him, but cover his whole household, Lord. Cover his whole household. Cover all of us, Lord God, that's on this line. Cover this station, Lord God. Cover this talk show. Cover right now, Lord God. You can do
Father.
This thing.
Yes.
All things are possible with you, and we can't do anything without you. So we know we still need you. Regardless of the authority and the power that is invested in us, we still need you because we can't do it without you. Continue to bless us now as we go, that we will be blessed. Keep us that we will be kept, Lord God, and we'll be mindful of giving you all the praise and all the glory. In that Son Jesus' name we pray and ask it, Lord. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you, sir, for that prayer. We touch and agree.
Yeah, you guys,
and so to all of you this week, you have a blessed, productive week. May the Lord God bless you real good until we come back next Sunday night. Well, fellas, y'all have a blessed week. And Deacon, I'm going to call you here and check on you, sir. Well, we want to thank all you guys that joined us tonight. We are out of here. So, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for next to you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.